Let's put our hands together. Hallelujah. Are you ready to soar? Are you ready? Amen. Hallelujah. Now is the very time we've been waiting for. I'm privileged to introduce our own very vessels of honor. Hallelujah. We welcome our children. They have a presentation for us. Okay? You're welcome.
Hello, church. I'm here to introduce VOHJ to come and to sing for you.
Good morning, church. My name is Dorcas Amafedon, and I'll be saying names of God in Yoruba from Nigeria. Oluwa, Lord, Olorun God, Kabiyesi King, Arubojo, Ancient of Days, Adagbama, Power Oye, Unchangeable God, Awimayo, He who speaks and does not change His words, Meta Loko, Trinity, Oyigi Yigi, Great and Mighty, Olowo Gboboro, He whose hands are long enough to reach any length, Oba Kikitong, King with endless praise, Oba Lano, King of yesterday, Oba Leni, King of today, Oba Watitiaye, our King forever. Amen.
Hello, my name is Praise Ahema. I'm going to speak to you in Nigerian Igbo language. Tonu Chineke. Praise the Lord. Ebube Nke Ndum, glory of my life. Dike, mighty God. Dike Naha, mighty in battle. Nkume Kebiebi, everlasting rock. Eze Ndi Eze, King of Kings. Odum Nke Ebo Judah, line of tribe of Judah. Chineke, creator. Ebube Eligwe, glory of heaven. Tonu Chineke.
Good morning, church. Today I'm going to be speaking Ewe, which is a Ghanaian language. Mawuga means great God. Nutofewola means the God of wonders. Dela means savior. Sela means the God that hears. And Emanuvela means gracious God.
Hello, church. My name is Benjamin, and today I'm going to be saying the attributes of God in where a language spoke in Ivory Coast. Keyaza means God's grace. Keyazamu, God never sleeps. Keyaduwa, God's doing. Nyashua Mei, God is big. Lago, God.
My language is the Izon language, and I'm here to say the names of God. Bo Temi Dao means creator of the universe. Bo Nanawe, owner of the world. Ndu Koko Dao, keeper and preserver of life. Ndu Nanawe, owner of life. And Ebidein Dao, the best father. Fiafia Dao, spotless father, in whom there is no darkness or wrinkle. Debidein Dao, greater than greatest. Apud Dao, the great God. Koridain Dao, the most powerful father. Koromose Nanawe, owner of strength. Perimose Dao, king of kings. Suolotu, mighty warrior or mighty in battle. Sukbo Denga, great in battle. Endu Piri Dao, giver of life. Limose Temi Dao, maker of everything. Beseri Beseri La Dao, immortal father.
Good afternoon, church. My name is Dara, and I'm here to tell you the universal names of God. Elohim, the mighty God. Jehovah Yahweh, divine salvation. Jehovah Makad Shem, the Lord my sanctifier. Jehovah Rohi, the Lord my shepherd. Jehovah Shammah, the ever-present God. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. Jehovah Tidikenu, the Lord our righteousness. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace. Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. Jehovah El Shaddai, the God Almighty. Jehovah Elohim, the everlasting God. Jehovah El Roy, the Lord who sees. Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I worship your holy name. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Oh my soul, oh, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Hey, hey, sing like never, sing like never before. Oh, oh my soul, I worship your holy name. The sun, the sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever, whatever may pass, and whatever lies before me, let me be singing, let me be singing. When the evening comes, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh, oh, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Hey, sing like never, sing like never before, oh, oh my soul, I worship your holy name. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Hey, sing like never, sing like never. Oh, oh, oh my soul, I worship you.
worship your holy name. I will worship, I worship your holy name. I will worship, I worship your holy name. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never. Oh, oh my soul, I worship your holy name. Lord, we will worship, I worship your holy
Stretch our hand. Father, we declare that from the youngest to the oldest, these children will remain in you.
Amen.
They'll grow in you.
Amen.
And you will exalt them above their fellows.
Amen.
Your hand will be upon them for good.
Amen.
You'll preserve them from the world.
Amen.
You'll preserve them from corruption.
Amen.
Lord, you'll seal their hearts, their mind, their will, their emotions in you. With the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
And with this seal, like Daniel overcame the world in his time, like Joseph overcame the world in his time, these young ones will overcome.
Amen.
Their name is vessels of honor.
Amen.
So shall they be.
Amen.
Thank you, because we shall see what you will do with them.
Amen.
What you will do in them.
Amen.
What you do through them.
Amen.
Father, protect them.
Amen.
Their destinies are sealed with the blood of the Lamb. And they will remain in you.
Amen.
They will manifest you.
Amen.
You will manifest yourself in them,
Amen.
With them and through them.
Amen.
We bless them. We bless them in their studies.
Amen.
You will excel.
Amen.
You will go above others.
Amen.
You will be the head and not the tail.
Amen.
You will be above only and not beneath.
Amen.
Wherever area you are struggling in your studies, the Lord will infuse you with wisdom from above.
Amen.
And any distraction the enemy has tried to bring those who are growing up today with the blood, we take hold of every stronghold and every imagination that is unprofitable. We cast it down, we root it out, we declare that your mind and heart is reformatted with the grace of the Lord. The spirit of holiness is upon you. The spirit of grace is upon you. The spirit of wisdom and might is upon you. You will excel. Go forth. Protected. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much. Thank you, children. God bless you all. It's more like a congregation. It's a whole congregation here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for your lives. We are so proud of you. Hallelujah. Isn't it amazing that for every situation, there is a name for God? Huh? Isn't it amazing? For every situation, there is a name for God. Huh? There is a name for God for everything. If we want to hear the name of God in Portuguese as well. Yeah.
Glória a Deus. Glória a Deus. Glória of God.
Glory of God. Fantastic. Yes. Fantastic. Thank you very much. Glória a Deus. Hallelujah. For in every language, in every situation, there is a name of God. No wonder he says, I am that I am. Hallelujah. Yeah. It's time for offering and our tithes. Hallelujah. Koya, are you ready?
Yeah.
We want to give our offering and our tithe. We want to come before the presence of God with what he has blessed us with. He has blessed us and we are just returning what he has blessed us with unto him. Hallelujah. We've got our envelopes around. You can just fill in your names and if you... a taxpayer, please don't forget to tick in.
Pastor Funke, we appreciate you. God bless you. Thank you all. Thank you to the visitors. We just want to appreciate the Sabo family. Hallelujah. Are they here? The Sabo family from Bambury. Ah. They were ordained the same time with Deacon Corin. Hallelujah. It's nice to come and celebrate with us. Ah, bless you. Ah, it's well. Hallelujah. You're welcome. Nice to see you again. And we just want to appreciate every visitor in the house. If you are here for the first time, can you please rise up and let's acknowledge you? Let's show you what Fountain Christian Ministry love. Hallelujah. Welcome. It's nice to see you. God bless you. God bless you. What's your name? What's your name?
Wow. She's my classmate 40 years ago from Queen's School. She said she was going to come, but when she didn't ask me for details, I just thought maybe she couldn't make it. She's visiting from Nigeria.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow. Thank you, Ma. It's nice to see you. Welcome. Hallelujah. Thank you. Okay. There is no hide and seek in Word Fountain Christian Ministry. We come to you. Hallelujah. You are welcome. What's your name? Okay. How did you come here? Who invited you?
Mommy invited me.
Mommy. Yeah. Ah, bless Mommy Tina. We love you with the love of God. Hallelujah. Thank you for coming. Praise God. We just want to appreciate the planning committee team as well. You've done a fantastic job. Hallelujah. We are Word Fountain Christian Ministry, and we meet here from 11 to 1 on Sundays, and Fridays is our prayer time from 7 to 8:30 p.m. We meet here every last Friday of the month for all nights from 10 to 1. Hallelujah. And with North Oxford, we have a branch in North Oxford, and they do meet as well 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And we also have another branch in Swindon, and we start from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. So if you are around, please come and fellowship with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So these are the announcements. We have holiday activities running. The children, they've been enjoying themselves. And by His grace, we hope to run again this week. Hallelujah. Our children, are you not excited? Good. Also, we do have the positive parenting. We did the first section, and we are having the second one on the 16th of September. 16th of September, we'll send emails out and WhatsApp messages out as well. Also, we do have a prayer conference from the 6th of October to the 8th of October. Hallelujah. Please plan to attend. If you are visiting Oxford again and you are here, please join us October the 6th to the 8th. Hallelujah. And the junior church, they've got hallelujah service in October. It's just to counter the Halloween. So the plan is for every child should come dressed as a character from the Bible. They could dress as David. They could dress as a wise man. Anything, and we'll have party together and enjoy. Just to counter that Halloween. Because they've been asking, why are we supposed to celebrate? What do we do? So we are having our own hallelujah service to the glory of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we also have couples dinner. Hallelujah. We look forward to it every year. It's 25th of November. And the charge or, yes, the cost for each couple, no, for a person is £35. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please prepare and get ready. It will be a blessed time. Hallelujah. By His grace, I would like to also appreciate the choir. They've done marvelously well. Marvelously. Joint choir, actually. Joint. Hallelujah. International, Mom. International choir. I would like to call on Pastor to please share on one announcement.
Bless the name of the Lord. Indeed, we want to thank God for everyone. And Bella, welcome. God bless you. There's the School of Ministry. Because I've been studying in the last year, I've not been able to get it going because I needed to embed myself in my studies. But with the grace of God and the consultation with the international president of IMF, we have agreed that there is an opportunity for resource people from the Global School of Ministry to get it started here. And we've got Pastor Clara, who has volunteered that she will be here helping us as well. So think about it. Ask the Lord for grace. If it's your time to step up, because we have to act on what the Lord has said. Amen. So by the grace of God, before the end of the year, we will give you details about the Global School of Ministry, Oxford branch. Amen. Yeah. Oxford Center. Amen. And we trust the Lord that due process will be followed and as many people as will avail themselves. This is not about thinking about £3,000. It's not a matter of money. By the grace of God, the people the Lord has helped us to raise so far, they know what it costs them. It costs them their time and their dedication. But you have to count the cost. We don't want to have 6 people start and 2 people finish. And I pray that everyone that signs on, God will give you the grace to finish in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor. I will just round up with the vote of thanks with my husband, and then I'll call on Pastor Funke to give us a benediction. Just release, Ma. I'm sorry. I was meant to have called her to pray for those having their birthdays and their anniversary. But God knows well. Yeah, we'll hear from you. You can't go without releasing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we just want to thank everyone. The visitors, we say thank you. The workers, we say thank you. The planning committee, we say thank you. For everyone that has contributed, that has stayed late to rehearse, that has stayed late to arrange your chairs or to sort one thing or the other, we say thank you. The Lord smiles down on you. Hallelujah. The Lord smiles down on you. You didn't get that. The Lord smiles down on you. He appreciates your effort. Hallelujah. He's saying, well done, my children. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To the media team, we say thank you. To those even out there doing organizing the barbecue, we say thank you to them. Auntie May, we say thank you. Where is she? Okay, she's busy in again. We say thank you to Auntie May and to everyone. Hallelujah. Thank you.
I think I can smell some barbecue now, so we should round up, don't we? Hallelujah. So, good. Thank you all very much. We just ask Pastor Funke to come in, and then we take it from there. Thank you very much. Hallelujah.
It's okay. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, I would say just to round up in prayer, but I must say I bring you greetings from the United States, from my husband, from the Church of God there. Hallelujah. It's a joy to be here, and I really, really, really bless God for the perfection of His work and for the confirmation of His work. My sister, I want you to just put your mind on your chest. In everything, God works for good. Our pastor sitting here will confirm to you some of the things we've discussed and some of the things that she shared with me and some other things that the Lord confirmed. You did not call me because it is not intended for me to be called. Because the Lord already has arranged everything and perfected. She wanted me to take the prayers. And Papa went extensively. And I am just in awe of God at what he is doing. Amen. Hallelujah. But as I'm closing, there are three areas that I just want to leave with us. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the midst of this celebration, I don't know if it's one person, I don't know if it's more than one person, but there is a heart that is saying, even in the midst of this celebration, there is a heart that is still yearning, that is saying, can this bone live? There is someone that is crying that out. Can this bone live? That's one. The second part that the Lord dropped in my spirit in my waking moment, the Lord reminded me of the story of the two prodigal brothers. And it's to do with the brother that was still in the house. The Lord was saying to me that there is someone that is behaving like a pauper in the midst of plenty. Such a person did not realize that the abundance of the house belonged to him. And is still wandering and is still living in the flesh, as opposed to rejoicing with restoration. I don't know who this is talking about. And we're going to pray over it. And the final part is, which I see as a confirmation over the church of God, is I am so grateful to God that with rejoicing, the church of God is flowing into her restoration. Amen. The restoration of the church is the fulfilled destiny of the church. The fulfilled destiny of the church is the reason what fountain is established here. And I don't always like to talk about building. I'm talking about you and myself. If you don't know the reason why God called you, that he has called you from before you were conceived, like he said to Jeremiah in the beginning by Jeremiah chapter 1, before I formed you, I have known you and given you a destiny. If you don't realize your divine destiny, you will be a spiritual wanderer. The one with A, W-A-N-D-E-R-E-R. And it is not by accident that the Lord established what fountain here with all areas of the teaching that the Lord is doing. I plead with you, sisters. I plead with you, brothers. Get connected with what the Lord is doing. No matter who you are, you may be a doctor, you may be have the height of profession. If it is not connected with the Lord, it is going nowhere. Because we are not going to account for how many degrees we have on the day of judgment. It is going to be based on how we use even the gifting. Romans chapter 12, when we get home, it has been given to each and every one of us. So nobody is without a gifting. Let us plug in and see explosion take place to the glory of his name. I've been so greatly blessed since yesterday. And I'm going back to the U.S. with this that the Lord has given. And I know that it keep getting better each year. I give God the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So we're going to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We give you all majesty. We thank you, God, great God, God of your work. My brother was asking, every single area of our life, there is a name to it. We hear the children reciting to us the covenant name of our great God. And they crying it all with my brother saying, even the great I am. And I remember clearly someone ministering one time about the great I am. He says, I am who I choose to be, even in your own unique situation. The way that it is biting you. You may not find El Rohi. You may not have Chikenu in that area. But he is the great and mighty God that he will be for you. As what fountain step into the triple
dimension of grace, Amen. As we have been told. Amen. We are very, very grateful, O God. Thank you for standing by your word to perform it. Thank you for confirming your word. Thank you for confirming your servants. Thank you for speaking to your servants. Thank you for workers in the house. Thank you for the armies, workers, that are doing this as unto the Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for establishing and helping each of these workers to follow through and to desire more to know, Father God, the boundary of their calling and without breaking rank. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your majesty. Thank you for your truth. Thank you for what you are stirring up in this place, O God. Thank you for the light that you have reignited. Thank you for explosion that is about to take place. Thank you for life that will speak of you. My sister opened with first the book of Timothy. And I hear in my spirit that what was being said in there, that each and every of these ministers will not need to read the book to minister, but by the virtue of what they have overcome and their life, they are ministering. Indeed, you have said that we are the light in the dark place. We are in this world, but we are not of this world. We are the one to make a difference in this world. And this is, Lord, that which you are charging your church. We are very, very grateful, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the answer that so many people come to Oxford to seek, that they think they will find in intellect, but you are planting it in word fountain. Dear God, we bless your name. Because this church will live up to even this pronouncement in the name of Jesus. It can only be higher. It can only be greater. It can only be bigger. Father God, we receive strength even for the years ahead in the name of Jesus. The Alpha and Omega, you that have gone ahead of us, we are going into, we are leaving this place, and we know that your umbrella of grace is covering us. Amen. We know, O God of heaven, that which you have imparted, that which you have done in every life, they are permanent, and everyone will be to the praise of your name. Amen. We honor your name, Jesus. We thank you for making it indeed to be a celebration. We thank you for greater and many more fruit that we will see. We thank you for greater testimony that will accompany Word Fountain. And we bless your name for the life of your servant. Thank you for obedient hearts. Thank you for yielded life. Thank you for an example to many. Oh, we bless your holy name, O God. Thank you for pushing her ahead and pushing her forward. Thank you for making her to advance and to progress. We honor your name, dear God. Thank you, King of Glory. And even though, Lord, those areas that had been identified, whoever and whoever, O Lord Jesus, this connects with, you have come with solution in your hands. Father, we pray that such spirit will be arrested. There will be a turnaround. That such individual will not live without, O God, yielding completely to you. A lie sold out, a lie that lay prostrate before you, that said, Lord, take all of me. Here I am. So let it be in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. And there's my brother that gave the testimony. My brother. Please come forward. I heard it like several times that you said, and it's not like you are proud, but you know who you are. I am smart. And I really bless God towards the tail end of your giving, testifying to the glory and to the greatness of God, that you said it could not have been. 5 years. What is taking some people? That is divine acceleration right there. But as you are giving the testimony, this is what I hear in my spirit. I believe it's 1 Corinthians 2:9. It's the 2:9 part of it. There are other areas before it, but it's the 9 part where it says, eyes has not seen. Amen. My brother, the Lord wants you to be ready. The Lord wants you to be ready. He has given so much into your hands. And this is,
See, when you are climbing the step, you climb from down up. You have gotten so far and you are still the word that people will say flabbergasted or just like, ah. But the Lord is still saying that is Stephen, is still the least. But don't forget something. The Lord is placing you there that you will represent him. You may not even be able to hold the Bible, but by your walk in that place, someone will come to you and they will hold you like that and even around you, and they will ask you, what is it? What's different about you? Tell us the God you are serving. Hallelujah. And you will be able to direct them, just like what you have said here, that this could not have been just mere smartness. You know, there are people that are smarter than you. You are smart, but you know that there is still someone that you are looking up to. Greater than even who is smarter than you, our great God. But even, you know, on the surface level, you know that you are learning from someone. Hallelujah. But there are other people that need to know God through what he can do through you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that which he has given to you, the Lord will shield it, the Lord will keep it. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You will not lose it. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. The Lord will take you from grace to grace. Amen. From glory to glory. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You will serve him. The Lord will loosen your tongue. And you will speak of his goodness. Amen. You will declare him. You would let people know that God is still relevant, even in your generation, in the name of Jesus. And if there is any area where you are still looking, that Lord, you have done all this, but what about this? The Lord is saying, I am standing my word to perform it. Because it's the God, it's comprehensive. He sees the whole picture and he will perfect everything. Amen. And he will continue to make you to be for testimony. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So as many as are looking up to this, the Lord is not slack concerning what he has spoken. He will make it good. He will satisfy you because you have been connected with living. There is life in this place. And for as long as we maintain that which he asks us to do, greater testimony in the area where he has called us will be ours in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Happy anniversary. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Funke. Thank you for releasing to us. The Lord strengthen you as well. Your storm is over. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's rise up and share the grace. Let's share the grace in fellowship. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen.